Hi there, WGRT listeners. This is Jesse Wiegand with an edition of Limelight, your connection to the people influencing culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today, we have Terrence McCoskey on the phone to talk about his candidacy for Macomb County Sheriff.
Let me start at the beginning. I grew up in the city of Detroit. At 19 years old, I entered the Detroit Police Department. Going back a little bit, I came up in a kind of a rough little area, you know, 7 Mile and Van Dyke. My dad and some other folks got me involved in sports quite a bit. And one of my mentors, who was a coach of mine, was a Detroit police officer. And he seen the kids I was hanging out with in the area I came up with, and he pretty much took me under his wing. And he told me, he said, hey, kid, you're going to either be in a gang or you're going to be a police officer and help people. That's why I'm a big proponent of police officers being involved with children and the youth in their community. At 19 years old, I went from the streets of Detroit to the Detroit Police Academy. I worked for the Detroit Police Department for 5 years. I left the department. I got there in 85. I left in 90 and was lucky enough to get hired on by the Oakland County Sheriff's Office. Worked for the Sheriff's Office and had a great career, had a lot of opportunities. Came in as a deputy. I worked the road patrol. I worked narcotics as a deputy. I worked as a detective. I worked as a liaison officer, a DARE officer, and went back to narcotics, which was kind of my passion. And I was able to, for approximately 12 years, I ran for 8 years an FBI drug task force out of Oakland and Macomb counties, and for 4 years with the Drug Enforcement Administration. I ran the drug task force as well. Worked in the jail as a jail administrator. From there, promoted again to Deputy Commander of Patrol Services, where I ran our Patrol Services Division.
You have a significant background working with the drug crisis. Is that one of the priorities that you feel is kind of at the top of your list if you were to be elected as the Macomb County Sheriff?
Absolutely. I feel that the drug crisis is affecting everybody in one way or another, whether it's family members, friends, everybody, is being affected in one way or another with the crime, with the family relationships, with addiction issues. Folks that we never in a million years thought would be involved breaking the law and having issues are now being dragged into this by an addiction that's become overwhelming. So that would be one of my top priorities. Like I said, most of my career I spent working at different drug agencies, and I have the experience and the know-how and the connections to bring that experience to Macomb County.
Yeah. What other issues do you feel are really kind of at the top of the list for you?
Well, we have, obviously, I'm going to be a constitutional sheriff. Our Second Amendment, our constitutional rights are at the top of the list, as well as our the jail deaths in Macomb County are unacceptable. Since 2012, we've had over 20 deaths, I mean almost three times what the neighboring communities have had. That has to change. It's unacceptable, and we can't allow that for our people.
Mm-hmm. So how are you hoping to address those issues if you win this race?
Well, we're going to go from top to bottom. It's going to have to be a whole revamp from the intake process to classification, dealing with the medical people, with the mental health, our manpower, our supervision. Basically, I'm prepared to do an institutional overhaul. We need to save lives, and we need a better protection and care of our inmates.
Okay. And what about with the drug crisis?
With the drug crisis, I'm lucky enough to have been involved in that for most of my career. I have the connections, the know-how, and the proven techniques to get that done. I'm a big proponent of working with our local, state, federal agencies so that nobody can slip through the cracks here. I have a great relationship. So I'm a senior financial investigator with the Drug Enforcement Administration presently. I work our opiate strike task force. I work a strike force that includes every federal and local and state agency in the state, and it works wonderful, and that would be a model that I would use in Macomb County as well.
So what would you say really personally motivates you to serve in this public office?
I'm sure like everybody else out there, I've been touched personally by friends and family members that have have addiction issues. I had a godchild that parents were police officers. He went to Christian school. He was a Grosse Pointe hockey player. He got injured and got hooked on painkillers. And next thing you know, he's going to the streets and he's committing theft to get the drugs that he needs to fuel that disease. And that can't happen. We need to work with our communities. We need to work with everybody involved, from the churches to the mental health people to our families, our communities. We need to get out there and we need to do a better job of helping these folks.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. I've had personal experience with that as well, and it just needs to be. It needs to stop. That's what it needs to do.
Well, and the front line is most of these folks that are coming into our jail have addiction problems.
Mm-hmm.
That it needs to be addressed in our jails. There's not enough being done. These people are doing time, and what better time to get to them with an issue or a problem, you know, with their addiction, is to do it while they're incarcerated or while they're under the court supervision. We can't just hand these inmates a pamphlet on the way out of jail and think that they're going to get the help. They're just going to go right back to what they've been doing. And it's our responsibility to help these folks out when they're at their lowest point, which is when they come to our jail.
Yeah. Well, do you have any closing remarks or anything you'd like to just share with our listeners about you or about your candidacy?
Just that, you know, my motto has been I won't give crime a day off, and safety is going to be my top priority. When I say that this is my passion, it's my passion. I've been doing it since 19 years old. And I've already told my wife, if you roll over at 3 in the morning and I'm not there, don't be surprised. Don't be worried about me. I'll be at my jail, and I'll be going through it and putting a personal touch on it and making sure our deputies, who are some of the best in the state, are getting what they need to help these prisoners, and need to keep our Macomb County community safe.
You can learn more about Terrence by visiting the 2020 election page at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.